Good morning. It is today's best mix on 98.3 The Coast. Lynn Richards in with you on our way to 68 this afternoon, but it's toasty out already. Sitting at 62, a few sprinkles off and on this morning could linger into the afternoon hours and then clearing out. It is Tuesday, and every other Tuesday, I am blessed and honored to have fabulous people come and visit me in the morning. We've got the United Way in here, and Rachel is coming to talk about an awesome event that the United Way is doing, and actually a lot of us here at Midwest Family Broadcasting are going to be participating in this awesome event. It's helping out your seniors right here in the local community. And Rachel, what's the deal? Do you have enough volunteers or do you need more?
We need more.
Help.
If you're listening and you have a huge heart for helping your community, you have the same heart we do. Go ahead and go online to www.uwsm.org and go to our page and look at our Day of Caring for Seniors. We have a lot of needy seniors out there who might not be able to do their yard work anymore, might not be able to winterize their windows or clean their gutters, and that's what we're here for. We have some great sponsors who have allowed us to get the materials we need to serve the seniors that are in need. So if you have a heart for that, definitely come out. I also want to talk about a little bit about our campaign. As you know, we come around each year. In order to have the amazing impact that we do, we need to do fundraising. And we did our kickoff, our official kickoff, the 15th, the 16th, and 17th of September, which was like years ago, right?
Yeah, how'd it go?
It was amazing. We got to visit so many people in different communities. You might have seen us with at a table asking to take your picture with a sign that says Live United. We got to hear some great stories about why people live united.
Cool.
You can actually, if you have a Facebook or if you just want to check out our page, go online to the United Way of Southwest Michigan web Facebook page, and you'll be able to see some of these really, really neat photos. We have two winners. We just selected at random. We have a cute little kid dressed as Batman who actually won the Notre Dame North Carolina tickets. That game took place this past weekend. And then the director of the Centered on Wellness, that's actually down the street from where we are right now.
Oh, cool.
She won the Whirlpool Gladiator Garage Organizing Kit.
Ooh.
So we got some winners for Living United. Thank you so much for participating, and thank you so much for talking to us and sharing your stories with us. It was just amazing to do that. And although that we've done a lot of good work in 2013, we have a very ambitious goal this year. Our goal is $3.6 million.
Wow.
And that's because we need to continue helping the people that need help. And those who want to improve their lives, we want to be able to help them improve their lives. And we've created strategies to achieve this internally, but also externally. We have some amazing companies and organizations that support us. Last time I was here, I believe I had someone from Walsworth Publishing.
Yep.
And this time I have the amazing employee campaign chair from Andrews University. Dalry is going to share with us a little bit about their strategies and why they choose to live united.
Thanks, Rachel. Yeah, we're pretty excited about our campaign this year. We broadened our committee to add 13 more people to our committee. Yeah, we divided our campus up into seven different groups. We've got 830 employees on campus.
Wow.
And we found that it was a daunting task at least to have two people try and reach all of these people. So we've got 13 leaders that are educating our faculty and staff about the good work that United Way does. So in addition to that, we've got our flat screen monitors. We've got impact stories that are going on those for the month of the campaign, which is during the month of October. We're using email blasts. Each of the leaders will send to their groups once a week. We've got a poster campaign. We've got our own logo and a theme that we've developed. And so we just think that if everybody knew the good work that United Way does, it would be a no-brainer to want to participate either through giving, advocating, or volunteering. And the United Way mission actually blends seamlessly with Andrews University's mission. Our tagline is Seek Knowledge, Affirm Faith, and Change the World. And so this world changing is what we want to do, not only abroad, but right here at home in our own neighborhood. So we're pretty excited about that. Last week, several of our group leaders went on an agency tour, and that is an eye-opener to see what is really going on out there with the United Way dollars. We visited the Children's Assessment Center that that works with children and teens of sexual and physical abuse, and that was pretty amazing. Last year, they helped over 600 kids.
Wow.
Come through these tragic moments in their lives. We also heard from the Bridge Academy, which works in Benton Harbor, sort of taking the kids that are at risk, you know, high school dropouts, that sort of thing, and turning their lives around. We heard from a young man who was a ninth grade dropout and saw a well-placed, well-timed poster and decided to go for that second chance. And he's now got a college degree, and he's working at Bridge Academy and encouraging other kids to unlock their true potential.
Wow.
And then we also went to the Berrien County Cancer Services. So it's pretty amazing. And so these group leaders that went on the agency tour, they will take their stories from what they saw and what they perceived and take it to their groups. For myself, I'm new to the area as of 8 years ago, which I guess isn't that new, but I noticed
I haven't even been here 8 weeks, so
but I noticed when I moved here that there are some real needs. You don't have to go far to see that there is a need to transform this community into a community of healthy minds and healthy bodies and stable, meaningful employment. And when you're only one person, how can you even begin? Mm-hmm. And so when I found out about the work of United Way, I thought this is something that we can change our world right here in our neighborhood.
So true. Very true. Yeah. That's one of my favorite things about the United Way, that the money stays local and that it helps the people right here in this community. You're not sending your money to spend somewhere else. You don't know where it's going or what it's going toward. It's helping this community right here, and that's awesome. Thank you so much for helping with the United Way. That's great. Andrews University, awesome.
We are happy.
13 people, that's great. Mm-hmm. Cool. Rachel, what else do you got for me?
All I have for you is to say thank you so much for letting us come talk this morning. And if you are listening to this message and you really, really want to have the chance to have your company or your organization donate to United Way and get to experience these things and help the community, or if you're out there and you want to volunteer, again, the Senior Day of Caring, go ahead and sign up online. Again, that website is www.uwsm.org. .org. Thank you so much, Lynn.
Of course. Seriously, you guys, get out there and volunteer, because it's a family activity. Get the friends together. Get your group from school together. Get outside on a Saturday. Rake some leaves. Help out the seniors in this community. Seriously, do it. I mean it right now. Go sign up. Go to their website. I'll also put the link on our Facebook page. You can go to facebook.com/983thecoast. Follow the link and get you, your family, your friends, everybody signed up to rake for a day on Saturday.
Actually, it's Thursday.
Thursday,
November 6th.
I'm a super big liar this morning. Thursday, November 6th. Not Saturday. Thursday, November 6th. And you can do half days or full days, correct?
That is true. You can sign up for a time slot.
Awesome. Fabulous. Check it out and get to volunteering. Thank you two so much for stopping by. We love the United Way. I love when you guys come and visit. So thank you.
Have a great day.
Yes, you guys too. All right, coming up next, I've got great music on the way, plus what's trending. Stick around. It's 98.3 The Coast.